Home. Hey there. What are you doing all the way out here? You're awfully far from the city. Are you lost? Ooh. You are? Oh no. Your phone's not getting any signal? How awful. Is there somewhere you need to be? What brings you all the way out here anyway? You're pretty deep in the forest, and it's awfully, awfully late at night. Oh. You're camping a bit further out, and you were going for a bit of a midnight stroll? Well, I don't blame you. That's kind of what I was doing, too. Except, of course, I actually live around here. Do you need help getting back to your campsite? Do you remember where it is? Oh, you don't? That's why you're hoping your phone had signal out here? Oh, wow, what a shame. You know, I think I can help you. Yeah, I most certainly can help you. Here, come with me. I'll take you back to my place. I have a phone there you could use. Well, more than one phone, but, you know, most people have more than one phone. Either way, regardless, I have a phone you can use so you can call whoever it is you're needing to. And I can even guide you back to your campsite once you remember where it is. How does that sound? Does that sound good? All right then. Come on. Follow me. My place is this way. I know, right? This forest does get pretty spooky at night with the crows and the owls, and sometimes the frogs. But don't worry. I've lived here for years. It's not dangerous at all. In fact, once I got used to it, I found it rather pleasant and soothing. Why do I like living out here? Well, not only is it serene, but it's nice and isolated. I'm someone who likes to be by herself a lot. There's a lot of things I need to do alone where I don't want people, especially noisy, nosy neighbors, to potentially bother me. So this forest is the perfect spot to live alone and do what it is that I do. By the way, my name is Romana. What's your name? Ooh, that's a good name. Haven't heard a name like that in a while. Like I said, I've been alone for quite some time. I don't even get online much except to look up the occasional recipe. But that's about it. I'm not very technologically savvy, I guess. Not like most people. Anyway, here we are. Home sweet home. After you? Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention what it is that I do exactly. You see, I'm kind of a witch. That's right. You just met Romana the Witch. Yep, I do the usual. I make potions and spells and use magic and all kinds of fun stuff. Don't worry, I'm not evil. At least, I wouldn't consider myself evil. Most people might, but then again, most people don't ever really encounter us witches. They just hear stories and assume we're bred from the devil or something. So yeah, they might say I'm evil and dangerous. But I can assure you I'm perfectly nice and perfectly sweet. And mostly harmless. By the way, you're kinda really cute. Yeah, I don't encounter people too often out here. In fact, it's very rare. It's part of why I was out walking around so very late at night. I was hoping to find a wandering passerby who could potentially be of some use to me. Not only have I been oh so very lonely and in need of good quality conversation, but I have some other uses for people too. More than just relieving my awful, terrible, dreadful loneliness. Because if I get too lonely, I can just cast a spell and talk to some animals. But there is something just special and unique about a human connection. Especially a certain specific kind of human connection. You know, the intimate kind, the pleasurable kind. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I can tell by how red your face is getting. Yes, yes. It's been such a long time since I've been this up close and personal with another human being. Especially someone like you. Someone I find pretty attractive. Someone I wouldn't mind touching and just getting my hands on and my hands all over and feeling. And really, really feeling. And I bet you wouldn't mind feeling me too, would you? Yeah, I can tell by how you've been looking at me since we've stepped into the firelight. You're attracted to me, aren't you? Yeah. You like how I look. You like what you see. You like my absolutely perfect body. My amazing, all-natural physique. And I wouldn't consider my face half bad either. I've been told I'm pretty cute. Plus my long, luscious, wavy hair. Haven't seen too many others like me. I'm pretty unique. So it's no wonder you're staring. Plus, I doubt you've encountered a witch before. Especially one as special as me. Because you see, I'm looking to do a special spell. I found a recipe for. I already made the potion for it, but it needs a little something else. A little something that's hard to come by. Especially all the way out here. Oh, so very deep in the forest. Yep. Nope, you guessed wrong. You really guessed wrong. You see, this spell of mine that I found, that I'd really, really like to try, requires a human sacrifice. No, not like that. I mean, I don't think the person would die. But it does require a bit of their soul. And a little something else, too. Yes. The spell requires that special feeling someone gets when they're amorous. So you see, I needed to find someone, a person, because this spell, what it does, not only would it make me even more beautiful, but it'll help me live even longer. Rumor has it, this spell makes people immortal. And trust me, if you had the chance to become immortal, you'd take it, wouldn't you? Of course you would. Hey. Well, where are you trying to go? No. Don't leave. I still have that phone you need, you know? Where are you gonna go anyway? You're way too deep in the forest. You're just gonna get even more lost. So you might as well stay put and stay here. Here, my sweet. Let's make a deal. You help me with this spell, and I'll be sure to help you get back to your campsite in one piece. How does that sound? Does that sound fair? See? There's no use in escaping. Like I said, you'd have nowhere to go. You'd just get lost. And probably starve to death or get eaten by something. So you might as well stay here with me and help me with my spell. Come on. It might be fun. It might be ever so fun, considering what it needs. So here, the first step is you have to drink this special potion I brewed. I call it Romana's Little Secret. Here you go. Drink up. Yes, you do gotta drink all of it. There. That wasn't so bad, was it? How are you feeling? Yeah? You're starting to feel pretty good? Well, the effects are rather immediate. And yes, it is a special kind of love potion. And it lasts for quite some time as well. You should start feeling the effects getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Until you can't take it anymore. Until you can't bear it anymore. So, how are you feeling now? Ready for the next step? Yes. This one's pretty easy. I think now at this point you'll actually really enjoy it. You and I need to kiss. Here goes. How did that make you feel? Yeah, that felt nice. So what are you feeling right now? Oh. You want me? Well then, guess what? That means the spell is gonna work now. All right, Here goes. 1, 2, 3. I did it. I can feel the energy coursing through me. I think this spell was a success. Look at me. My skin is glowing. I'm radiant. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, that's right. I left you with a little bit of a problem. Or a not so little problem. Don't worry. I won't leave you hanging like this. Before I give you the phone and get you back to your campsite, I have no problem taking extremely good care of you. Don't worry. The effects of the special kiss and the potion, I'll work it right out of you in a very nice, intimate, alright. Does that sound good? Alright. Here. You go get ready. And I'll do the same. And we'll have such fun together.